This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Strong storms hit the area, especially Kenosha's north side last night, knocking down trees and cutting power to thousands of homes and businesses. More severe weather is possible tonight and into the overnight. A flood watch remains in effect for the Fox River in western Kenosha County. The latest coming up in the forecast. Marcus Plaza, the Kenosha man accused of killing his wife, was found hiding in the basement of a salon. It followed 24 hours of a massive search in a Southside Kenosha neighborhood.
While officers were attempting to take Marcus into custody, he injured himself with a knife that he had armed himself with. He was stabilized on scene by responding personnel.
Kenosha Police Chief Patrick Patton. Michaela Plaza was found dead in her home Wednesday morning. Marcus Plaza is expected to face homicide charges in court Monday. Federal agents arrested a Milwaukee Islamic leader, accusing him of lying on immigration forms about a past conviction in Israel. Supporters of Salah Assour, including Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin, argue that the arrest is unfair. The Kenosha Casino Project has a prominent objector. Milwaukee's mayor is opposing the proposed Menominee-run Hard Rock Casino, saying the project isn't needed and profits would go to Florida. Supporters say it would bring major economic benefits and jobs to the region. Public comments on that project remain open until April 12th. And most city offices in Racine and Kenosha are closed today for the Good Friday holiday. Garbage collection will be delayed a day in Racine, but not in Kenosha. There are still some things running. City halls will remain open for absentee voting. You can learn more at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour. Or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The head of Universities of Wisconsin won't quit, even though the Board of Regents wants him to. According to the Associated Press, President Jay Rothman says he was told privately that a majority of the board lost confidence in him, but wasn't given any reasons. He says the board threatened to fire him if he doesn't resign. The board's president says she can't talk about personnel matters. Rothman took the job 2 years ago and says his record shows strong leadership. A veteran reporter from southern Wisconsin is being held after being kidnapped in Iraq. Shelley Kittleson, who grew up in Mount Horeb and attended Darlington High School, was taken in central Baghdad Tuesday night. Iraq's Interior Ministry says security forces pursued the vehicle involved, and one person is in custody. Kittleson's mother says Shelley had sent a message and photo Monday saying that she was okay. The State Department says they warned Kittleson about the kidnapping threat. And we're still trying to go through all those bills the governor signed and shot down recently. Governor Tony Evers vetoed one law that would have let employers consider pending non-criminal charges when making hiring or firing decisions. Evers said the proposal could unfairly punish people based on accusations that haven't been proven. Republican lawmakers criticized the veto, saying the bill would have protected employers in cases tied to work-related theft or misconduct. Evers says the state should not weaken due process. More than 100 Wisconsin educators are being honored this year by the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation. The group is giving out over $1.4 million in awards statewide. Each of the 100 teachers and 15 principals will get $6,000, and their schools will get the same amount. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's Milwaukee playing host to the Boston Celtics. The Bucks allowing backup players more time, like Usman Jang, scoring a career-high 36 points in Houston Wednesday night. Bucks guard Cormac Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Uz and I played together in OKC last year for a number of games, and you talk about versatility, like, he's got size, he can handle the ball, he can shoot, he can play make. You know, obviously when we're down on bodies, you need versatility. You need guys to kind of do a little bit of everything. Good things happen.
Baseball, the Brewers in KC tonight against the Royals. Bryce Durang says it's their bullpen that's helped them get to 5-1 and in first place.
Up and down our lineup, our pitching staff did a very good job of controlling what they can control, and pitchers did a good job keeping us in the games. The offense did a good job having quality at bats and scoring runs, and that's how you win games. So it worked out in our favor.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lull in the active weather pattern today before more rain moves in. For today, expect partly sunny skies with steady temperatures in the mid-40s. For tonight, rain redeveloping. Some thunderstorms possible as well. Look for low temperatures in the mid to upper 30s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.